Hi, my name is Thais Fernandes. I'm a college student of biomedicine at the Federal University of the State of Rio de Janeiro, and I'm here to present my work called In Silico Analysis of Identified Proteins from HER2-Positive Breast Cancer Cell Lines Resistant and Sensitive to Trastuzumab Treatment, which was developed at the National Cancer Institute's José Alencar Gomes in collaboration with the Mass Spectrometry and Proteomics Unit of the Federal University from Rio de Janeiro. Breast cancer is one of the most common types of cancer among women in the world. Overexpression of human epidermal growth factor 2, HER2, is responsible for about 30% of breast cancers and is associated with an aggressive and invasive tumor behavior. The HER2 receptor is part of the human epidermal growth factor receptors family, which have HER1, HER3, and HER4 as members. The main signaling pathways activated by HER2 lead to the activation of signals that promote cell proliferation, survival, differentiation, and motility. Several studies imply that cooperative signaling pathways between EGFR and integrin proteins is a common feature of invasive cancer cells. Integrin proteins are a large family of heterodimers responsible to modulate signals of proliferation, adhesion, motility, and cellular polarity. One of the monoclonal antibodies approved to inhibit HER2-positive tumors, trastuzumab, is widely used in the clinic. However, 70% of patients acquire resistance to treatment. The analysis of the proteomic profiles of breast tumors that are sensitive and resistant to trastuzumab therapy can provide an overview of the mechanisms involved in this biological process, enable the development of new, more efficient therapies for these patients. Here we investigate the difference in the proteomic profiles of BT474 cell line that is sensitive and HCC9054 cell line that is resistant to trastuzumab treatment. The methodology of the work illustrated in Figure 1 started with the cell culture of HCC9054 and BT474 cell lines that were treated with 20 micrograms per milliliter of trastuzumab during 72 hours. Controls were done with untreated cells. Then protein extracts were submitted to electrophoresis on 1D polyacrylamide gel. The gel was stained with Komatsu Blue G250, the protein's bands were cut, hydrolyzed, and taken for proteomic analysis. The proteins were then identified and analyzed using the online tools Mascot, Painter, String, and CAG. From the PKLs generated in the mass spectrometry analysis, the proteins were identified using the Mascot tool. The proteins were then distributed in the diagram shown in Figure 2. The red circles point the unique proteins identified in each group, which were used in genotology and CAG analysis. The graph in Figure 3 shows the classifications of the molecular functions of the identified proteins. It could be seen that in the treated BT474 cell line, there was a decrease in binding classification, and no proteins were classified in structural molecular activity and molecular functional regulator classifications that were present in untreated BT474 cell line. In the treated HCC9054 resistant cell line, there was an increase in binding molecular functional regulator and transporter activity classifications compared to untreated HCC9054. In Figure 6, the CAG pathways analysis showed that in both untreated BT474 and HCC9054 cell lines, pathways related to tumor progression and HER2 signaling pathways were identified. Pathways related to formation of phagosomes, lysosomes, peroxisomes, and necroptosis were seen only in the treated BT474 cell line, probably related to the mechanism of action of trastuzumab. In the treated resistant cell line, pathways of focal adhesion and adherence junction were seen, which may be correlated with the mechanism of resistance to trastuzumab therapy. Together, these results showed a comparable protein profile between the sensitive and the resistant cell, with difference in the presence of motility process found in the resistant cell. In the treated resistant cell line, the tumor progression pathways remain, with the appearance of focal adhesion proteins. Probably this could be related to the mechanism of trastuzumab resistance. Further experimental analysis are needed to confirm the results already obtained. This work was done with the support of CNPq and FAPERJ. Thank you for your attention.